Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina. A small amount of much-needed rain passed through the region overnight as a cold front swept by, bringing noticeably cooler and less humid air to us today. Skies will be mostly clear overnight, and you can likely give the air conditioners a rest as temperatures will be falling back into the 50s for most areas. The winds will die down and become light overnight. While the cooler, less humid air mass will hang out with us until the end of the work week before heat and humidity begin to build in again over the weekend, both daytime highs and overnight lows will be closer to normal these next couple of days. A weak wobble in the atmosphere may bring an isolated shower Thursday afternoon, but by and large, the bulk of us will remain mostly sunny and dry. The next best chance for more widespread, measurable, and much-needed rain will come Saturday with the highest rain totals in northern areas of the region. Things look to be unsettled after the weekend with an upper level low possibly parking to our northeast, bringing additional chances for showers next week. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Tuesday of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 31 degrees at Angel Fire, New Mexico, and Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers mainly in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny and comfortable, a bit breezy, highs in the mid-70s. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate details for today, normal maximum temperature is 80 degrees with a record of 96, set in 1938 and tied in 1943. Normal minimum temperature is 59 degrees with a record of 44, set in 1932. Sunrise and sunset data for today, June the 24th, sunrise at 5:18 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:37 p.m. For tomorrow, June the 25th, sunrise again at 5:18 a.m. Sunset 8:38 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cooler with lows in the mid and upper 50s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear tonight, cooler, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear tonight, some patchy fog around, lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs will be in the upper 70s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear tonight with a low near 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the low and mid 80s. Sunday, a chance for showers and storms in the afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to low and mid 80s. And for Monday, a chance of showers, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Tuesday, also a chance of showers, partly sunny, with a high near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.